Neil Brigman. Again, Uncle Kevin's going to be joining in just a second. We're going to go over the news later on. A couple of great guests. And Louise Gittleman. She's a fairly famous author. She sold, you know, millions of books, I believe, on a variety of subjects, including especially health subjects. She has written extensively and warned extensively for about a decade now about EMF radiation, specifically, you know, 2G, 3G, 4G, and 5G. There's a 5G conference coming up, and to be able to, for you to sign up and learn and understand this even better, if you will. It'd be great to talk to Ann Louise. Never had her on the broadcast before, so it's nice to meet her. We'll talk about a few subjects, but certainly starting with 5G, and then we'll branch from there. She can talk about, wow, just about anything health-related or even other current news. So we're excited to have her. Dave Stetzer will follow her. You know, you're concerned about EMF radiation. You're concerned about dirty electricity. Well, Dave Stetzer is your man, the Stetzer meter. Fantastic product. Stick around and hear that. Always an interesting spin from him. I learn something pretty much every time I talk to him. And so, yes, we will do that. And then Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be here again.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do news. And if we have time, we have a little clip from Trump talking about the economy deal.
Okay. Sounds good.
Let me see. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, we'll probably get to that. So we'll check that out. Hong Kong protesters mark brutal mob attack with sit-in. Hong Kong protesters held a sit-in at a suburban train station today to mark a month since a violent attack there by masked assailants on supporters of the anti-government movement. So this, I think this is an important marker. I don't know, we've gone back and forth, how much of the Hong Kong protests are organic, real, how much are they fueled by government intelligence agencies. I don't know. There is certainly significant organic elements in it, I believe, certainly.
Yes,
you know, when people protest and then they're shot with rubber bullets, some of them killed and beat and all that, but they're still going, they're still coming, that says something.
Says a lot.
So that says,
we need that over here.
So that says what's going on in Hong Kong. U.S. moves to abolish child migrant custody limits, a new rule, I guess, a migrant rule, that they can basically hold these people indefinitely. And
good.
The children also. They expect the challenge to come up in court. I'm sure there will be.
There will be, but it'll be shot down.
Are you so sure of that?
Yeah. Well, eventually, you know, you might get some quack. The ninth court.
He can't even build a wall with Pentagon
That's
money.
True.
Epstein's jail guards warned his cellmate there will be a price to pay if he talks about Epstein's suicide lawyer claims. He wants out.
Moved. Yeah.
He wants to move to a different prison.
He has to judge if he can
Nicholas
get a new home.
Nicholas Tartaglia.
Yeah, he might be next on the list.
Well, I would be talking. I'd be saying, you know, he better.
or he's not going to get a chance to.
Amazon rainforest burning at record rate. You know, there's fires all over Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pray for the people in Alaska.
Yeah,
also
absolutely.
Also, Amazon right now. Scientists develop blood tests that predicts whether you'll die in the next 10 years.
Oh,
wow. How about that?
Mm.
Well, Sherry Rogers has been touting these tests. These are crystal ball tests.
That's right.
So why is it so hard? You know,
telemeters too. You know, they got those telemeters they can read, and they give you an average. You know,
telemeters.
Yeah.
The mitochondria, the telomeres.
Yeah.
Well, this is from the Max Planck Institute of Biology of Aging. And they said it's significantly more accurate than just chance. So.
What the heck is that chance?
Yeah.
What chance? What does that mean?
Well, not chance. That's the wrong word. The typical.
The regular indicators.
You know, you're 60
tool.
Years old and you've had these, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Not chance, but, you know, the typical.
I got you.
Whatever. Parkland students unveil sweeping gun control proposal and hope for a youth voting surge in 2020. More gun control.
Mm-hmm.
How's your watch when it comes to gun control and Donald Trump?
They ain't got a prayer. Yeah, a few pieces here and there scattered, they might get something through, but overall, it's going down.
AP, Trump insists U.S. has very strong gun background checks. Well, they do.
They do.
They do have very strong background checks.
Took my brother, I mean, son-in-law, it took him extra because he had a couple things on his record.
A moron?
He's got the moron
on his record.
Yeah, it says moron. So he's got two more weeks of investigation to check out. But he got it.
Here's a story that I don't like at all. This is a recent fundraising opportunity. Ivanka Trump's there. Jared was there. Ivanka Trump pushes gun control red flag laws at Trump 2020 fundraiser headlined by Dick Cheney.
Oh, don't like that either.
There's two,
politics.
There's two things in that sentence I don't like.
Cheney is one of them.
Cheney's one. That's right.
Gun control's the other.
But red flag laws.
Oh, red flag.
Red flag law and Cheney are two
things.
I'm
with you 100% there.
And Ivanka Trump, I'm starting to...
She said some pretty squirrely things I didn't like, but, you know, everybody does.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Just about.
When you're pushing red flag laws, Gary Willis, God bless Gary Willis and his family. He is the first martyr for these red flag laws. I hope his death does not go in vain.
Not go in vain. I hope so, too.
Warning, biodegradable bowls contain toxic metals, or chemicals,
Everything contains toxic metals, I think.
Everything's a strong word. Everything's a big word.
Just about.
Mercola, that's from Mercola. Mortgage market. Obviously, Denmark, you can get a negative interest rate. Did you know that?
Yes.
You remember that, right?
Yes.
We talked about that on the show.
Yeah, we did.
God, sometimes
everything blends together.
Well, it blends together. We talk off air on it.
Yeah, it sure does.
Negative interest rates in Denmark right now. You can go get I think it's a 30-year mortgage or 20-year mortgage, and you can, borrow $100,000, but only have to pay back like $95,000 or $98,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Is that crazy or what? With interest.
Yeah, check your pension if you got a pension. Where are they investing in your pension money?
The reason I bring this up, Wall Street Journal, mortgage market reopens to risky borrowers. Remember how they blamed the 2008 crisis on
families that would people own a house.
People working at McDonald's buying $1.5 million homes.
Yeah, without a credit report.
That tells me that the mortgage market, the real estate, the derivatives. Now, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, our financial system, the money system, if you want to say, what does it run on? Money's not created until debt is created.
Right.
So the fastest way, biggest way that we create debt is mortgages in this country.
That's right. Interest rate.
Right. So they're trying to throw it. So they're going to open it. I predict they're going to open this up to a lot more people. You're going to see.
Yeah.
They want to get money flying.
Yeah. How many credit cards have you got this week in the mail?
A lot more than usual. Lately, yeah. More than usual.
Yeah. I must have got 10. They want that credit. So just like you say, Dad, so they can create money.
Well, they need consumer spending.
That's right.
And that's the big secret is consumers are tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
And this recession talk is legitimate, and it was legitimate before lamestream media, corporate media latched onto it. But Trump is 100%, this clip, I hope we have time for this clip, because he talks about the...
Let's make time.
All right, let's make time. We'll do it here in a second. Yeah. The Federal Reserve is... he's really strong on the Federal Reserve, and he even used quantitative easing. He says we need the Fed to quantitative ease. I mean, when have you heard a president say that? This is very...
He said if they do it, the economy's going to boom. It'll boom for a while.
Well, it's like crack.
Yeah.
It's like throwing gasoline on a fire. That's all this is. We won't be steamrolled. Ireland's deputy prime minister rules out bilateral talks with the U.K., why would he rule out bilateral talks with the UK about the Brexit? I guess he...
I don't know.
That whole thing.
That's crazy. They should have been out a year ago.
Sick of even talking about this.
Yep.
Historic step. Mexico judge approves recreational cocaine use.
Oh,
Mexico
Lord.
City court allows two people to use it recreationally. And the first ruling was gone.
Does he belong to one of them?
El Chapo's cousin?
Yeah, exactly. It has to be. Has to be. Nobody in their right mind would do that.
It's El Chapo's cousin.
Yep.
New York moves closer to becoming nation's first vaccine police state. The state of New York recently passed legislation removing the religious exemption. And last week, the New York Department of Health published emergency regulations to prevent medical exemptions. Woo. You're going out of the way.
They're firing it up.
They'll kill a baby. What else do you trust them to do? So now unelected bureaucrats will determine if doctors are qualified or not to write medical exemptions. So now this is a back door to the government taking over your medical decisions. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's one of the that's one of the aspects of this we really haven't discussed with Dr. Tenpenny.
That's right.
This is the government now making medical decisions.
Yeah.
It's kind of a back door to it. I mean, we've been upset with that fact, but what other decisions will they make if they can do this decision?
Any decision they get their hands on.
By having the Department of Health declare a, quote, emergency and issue an order without passing legislation, the entire democratic process is bypassed.
Yeah.
Half a billion bees dropped dead in Brazil amid jump in pesticide use.
Okay. I thought they were going to tie it to 5G. Yeah.
Chris, thank you, Brushfire Starter, sent me an email about a beehive, a really cool beehive, a flow type beehive. And we are looking into it over here. I'm concerned because there's other fields around where they're spraying, and I'd hate to get bees and have them die.
Yeah, they spray right down the road here.
I don't know
what they spray. They say they're spraying. They're not spraying pesticides. They say they're spraying fertilizer. That's what I heard.
Do you believe that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Portland residents, business owners want city officials to, quote, fix homeless problem.
How could you fix
a homeless problem? How do you fix a homeless problem?
You take that back 40 part of land and put some tents up about 8 miles away from the city.
Well, yeah, I don't know why they don't go to good. It's just like Joe Pio with the
prisons.
The prisons.
Yeah.
He put in warm weather. He put basically tents. You could create relatively cheaper than it is to deal with this.
Well, they get money from they get $40,000 a year. I heard for every homeless person.
Who does? The cities.
The cities.
From who?
Federal government.
For what?
They're homeless. To help them. And they take the money and they use it for...
$40,000.
Yeah, they don't get it.
They should give them a house. For $40,000.
Mm-hmm. That's why they keep them in the cities. That's why, because they're in the cities, they get that money. You think they'd keep them in the city if there wasn't an incentive?
On any given night, thousands of people can be found sleeping on the city streets. The latest count released shows that in 2009, more people were sleeping outside in Multnomah County than any time in the last decade. 80% report having one or more disabilities of the homeless.
Yeah, if they put them outside in the desert out there, they don't get no money.
Scotland's deficit 7 times higher than UK as a whole last year. Now we're talking about Scotland, Ireland, Scotland. Federal energy program suggests keeping the thermostat at a certain temperature. Did you see this story?
What is it? 78?
78 during the day and
good
at night. And at night, do you know what they want you?
85.
82.
Oh, 82.
You're in your mind. I'll never sleep if it's 82.
I'd be tossing and turning at 82.
Kidding me?
75, I think I could probably handle it, but 82.
I couldn't sleep in 75. Mm-hmm. When you sleep, it's got to be cooler.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, if I had to.
We definitely don't have time for this video, but this is so telling. And that Cuomo, oh, my gosh, that CNN. Ladies and gentlemen, you might like CNN. You might like listen to it.
If you like CNN, you like a sharp stick in the eye.
I don't like either. Oh, my gosh. That Cuomo, he made this okay, here's a discussion they
Which
had.
Cuomo? You haven't...
On CNN.
Cuomo on CNN. Okay.
Chris Cuomo, not the mayor or governor.
Well,
the CNN Cuomo.
Okay.
The guy comes on talking about how this quote-unquote hijab squad, the four women of color, mm-hmm. two of them are Muslim, or whatever they call them. What do they call them?
Morons.
The squad. They call them some kind of squad. Anyway.
We call them morons.
This guy gets up, and he says that they're hijacking the Democratic Party. And so this other woman gets up there and now says, it's very interesting. Here's the quote. It's so interesting that you use the term. The only two Muslim women in Congress, the term you chose to use, sir, is hijack. You know, she's getting all indignant because it's like it's a terrorist thing. And she goes on to say, do you know what the biggest terrorist group in America is? Guess what she said?
Boy Scouts.
White men. If you had said Girl Scouts, Girl Scout cell knows abortion cookies.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest terrorist group in America.
I changed my mind. You are right there, Dan.
Girl Scout cell knows abortion cookies.
I haven't bought a Girl Scout, and I love those cookies. You know how much I love cookies.
Yeah.
I haven't bought one
thin
in 12
mints.
Years.
Thin mints. Yeah. I can't even hardly remember what they taste like. I told you about me telling the one Girl Scout that kept, and the mom looked at me like, you would have thought I'd stole her dog or something. There's a spy in your Mercedes.
There's spies in all new cars.
So they're tracking all these cars.
All these cars,
They're giving information to third parties.
Look at the reporter out in California. They ran him into the tree, remember?
You talking about Breitbart?
No, I forget what it was, but he had a new car, Mercedes or something like that.
And somebody hijacked it.
They hijacked it and ran him into a tree.
There's that word again. I guess I'm a racist for saying it. Mm-hmm. That's a CNN. Anyway, Cuomo went back and pushed back on this guy. I'm back to this story about the white men are the terrorists. And that he says, well, this is a fact. The nationalists, and they're the ones committing all the... I'm like... What are you, a moron? It's the Satanists that are, what are
exactly.
you, crazy? Oh my, I just.
You can't, I can't even look at the guy. Either one of them.
I can't listen to him. This is the first time in days that I have even looked at anything from CNN. First time.
You can't.
And immediately you could tell it's a psyop. The whole thing's a psyop. The CIA is running it. It's a mind control situation.
Yep.
And he's trying to convince everybody listening that the white men are the whole problem with this country.
Yeah, his.
Oh my gosh.
His whole 17,000 viewers.
Planned Parenthood leaves federal family planning program. Great thing that Trump did. This will make your watch pick up speed here. The Planned Parenthood can't be. He's in this corner. I can barely see him because it's so dark. But he's holding his watch up to his ear.
I'm listening. It has a nice hum to it.
Planned Parenthood said Monday it is pulling out of the federal family planning program rather than abide by a new Trump administration rule prohibiting clinics from referring women for abortions. Okay, great. Good. Pull out.
Get out.
Fantastic.
Get out of town. Love
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. See you. Wouldn't want to be in.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you like the Matrix movies?
Yeah, loved them. Yes,
oh
loved
them. Oh, my gosh. Loved the Matrix
loved
movies. Well, they're going to make a Matrix 4 now. And it is getting green lit.
Yeah, you ought to know what's going on in the world. Just pay attention to those Matrix movies.
Well, it's supposed to be an analogy.
Analogy of what's going on today.
But it's more true than we realize.
We realize, absolutely.
Our consciousness.
Yep.
Last story, and then we'll get to this video. For coaches, anger more effective than positivity when it comes to halftime speeches. There's a study. It shows coaches who yell, basically are very stern, who yell at their players, who are hard on their players.
Mm-hmm.
Players perform better.
I can see that.
There you go.
Yeah,
so this idea about pause, you know, it's one thing to do with the 6-year-olds. That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, but once you start getting into college, you get into college, you got jobs on the line, your job's on the line, you're competing, these kids are going pro.
You get your adrenaline flowing.
Right. You want to yell at kids to get them to perform, then yell at them. Yeah. I don't care. They'll abuse them, but
right.
yell at them.
Right. You don't want to be on a team, don't be on a team.
NFL, the big job, their lives are on the line, money's on the line, whatever.
You're talking big money sometimes.
Well, careers, their livelihood. Even those children, whether they realize it or not, those children performing is going to get them paid, get them to go
or
to
into
pros.
College or something like that.
Right. Anyway, here's the video. This is Trump from the Oval Office speaking about this, and we'll comment on a couple of these things.
I'd like to see a cut in the Fed rate because that should have happened a long time ago. I think they're being very tardy. And not doing it and not having done it sooner. They raised too quickly, and I've been quite vocal on that. So we're looking for a rate cut. We could be really greatly helped if the Fed would do its job and do a substantial rate cut. Also, they were doing quantitative tightening, very bad to do. They should do easing, actual easing, no tightening, or at a minimum, they should be doing nothing about that. But they have to do a rate cut. The other thing is, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position. We're right now the number one country anywhere in the world by far as an economy. Europe's got a lot of problems, and Asia's got a lot of problems. You look at China. China's had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and they want to make a deal with us. But I can tell you, I'm not ready to make a deal unless they're going to make the right kind of a deal. I'm not ready to make a deal, so I don't know. But I will say this: something will happen, maybe soon and maybe a little bit later, but China very much wants to make a deal.
Let's stop it right there. Any your initial thoughts of that?
I think he's exactly right. They as soon as he came in, they raised the rate. They tried to wreck his
economy. Okay, now, for years, we've been talking about quantitative easing and just printing press and how bad this is. Now Trump calls for it. Now we're okay with it? You're okay with it?
You know I'm okay with it. That doesn't matter to me.
Well, you weren't okay with it when Obama.
Well, that was 8 years ago.
You know, I think that would you agree that I honestly think in the short term to bridge whatever, I don't think there's any other choice.
No, I agree 100%.
And I've researched this.
If you're on with it, I'm on board with it. To bridge the gap.
I don't think there's it, but there has to be a backstop. There has to be a plan. I don't see any plan.
Well, the plan is like what's his face said.
Who?
Daniel.
Daniel Esselin. Yeah.
Switching over to the gold back dollar, you know?
I don't see, and I've spent, and ladies and gentlemen, this has been, you know, they pushed collusion against Trump, collusion. Now it's going to switch over to recession. We talked about, didn't we talk about that? If this fails, then what these most vulnerable on the economy, because they can short circuit that at pretty much any time.
Pretty much it, yeah.
If he can push this blame to the Fed, that would be great to end the Fed.
Yeah, that's what he's been doing. And I heard behind the scenes, he's already replaced three head Fed.
Three members of the board?
Of the board. I heard he's trying to take over the Fed. Get rid of them.
I don't see any way, if they don't do what he has to do, if they don't cut the rate, I mean, the ramifications of this, ladies and gentlemen, on the world economy, the world stage, we have negative mortgages in a developed country. In developed countries, bonds going negative and people are buying them and they're flooding your pensions and other foreign interest pensions into them. This is the biggest recipe for disaster I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
This is way, way bigger and worse
than
potentially
2008.
Than 2007, 8, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Way worse.
I agree.
And if they don't keep pouring that crack, basically, down the American system, at least for a little, they're good. It's like taking somebody off of drugs. You know, you take them off too quickly, you'll kill the person.
Right.
I really see, that's what I see. They have to.
I concur with you. We concur. That's good.
And how they do it, that's another thing. And wow. Wow. Stay tuned.
We're in a tight spot.
And a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Oh, Brother Rob's out. Stay tuned. And Louise Gittleman on the other side. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, the Power Malls, where you can get all the great products that really help and bless your lives, support your health, and supports the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Really, thank you so much. Please consider, if you haven't, purchasing something or looking or donating to what we're doing here. ThePowerMall.com. Our next guest is very well known and extremely prolific writer. Her name is Anne Louise Gittleman. She has been at the forefront, continually breaking new ground in integrative and functional medicine. She's a top nutritionist, and she's really ahead of the curve on things outside nutrition, like 5G, like 4G, like 3G, like 2G, all these things. We're going to talk about that and so much more with Anne Louise. Anne Louise, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's a blessing to be with you, Daniel.
Yes, or your website, if anybody's interested, AnnLouise.com, AnnLouise.com. Now, I can remember, and I'll kind of give a background here. I went to the airport. This has been a little while. And I went to, of course, to the naked body scan, to the body scanner, and I said, I want to opt out. And the guy looked at me indignantly, you know, like, well, why would you do that? And I said, well, because it's damaging, it's hurtful, it can be bad for you. Well, they just did a study, this new thing, it doesn't harm people. And I told him, I said, well, do you believe them? He says, yes. Well, did you believe them the first time on the old machines when they told you they were safe, when you know that they weren't safe? Did you believe them then also? And that's how I feel about all this 5G coming, and I just feel it's being pushed on, it's being rushed on us, almost like the airport, those body scanners, and I don't like this at all, and I think a lot of people feel that way. You've been at the forefront on this. Kind of give us a background, 5G, what are we really staring at here?
Well, we're staring coming at an untested frequency that has never been biologically tested on humans, on animals, or on the environment. So this is a huge biological experiment. And even the scientists who are exceedingly familiar with the technology will say it's insane. So to have scientists from the Washington State University like Martin Paul say it's terribly insane, it's absolutely insane for humanity to embrace such a technology, you know, means that we all have to sit back and take listen. So I would suggest that for anybody that's interested in any of these areas to be part of the 5G upcoming summit, which I think is releasing August 26th, it's launching August 26th, which is next week. And you'll be introduced to many of the forefront scientists as well as the nutritional people, activists that know what to do in reference to the 5G coming disaster. And the arena that we need to really look at is that we're being exposed to frequencies and modulation signalings that are absolutely unnatural to the human body. So we're exposed to 100 million more of these man-made frequencies than our grandparents were. We had 2G, we had 3G, we had 4G. And the reason I got so intimately involved, Daniel, was that I got a parotid gland tumor. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Parotid gland, like in your neck?
Like in the neck, it's a salivary gland. And the reason I'm asking
yes.
is that I never realized that there was actually a tumor that could grow on your parotid gland, had it in 2005. And then when I did the research, I learned that individuals that were using a cell phone morning, noon, and night were having these little tumors, some of them benign, some of them not so lucky, on the same side that they were using their cell phone. And so I became involved because of enlightened self-interest, and I realized that I was exceedingly sensitive to these man-made radiations, and I was using a 3G phone at the time. Can you imagine what will happen with 5G with untested frequencies?
Well, talk about, okay, there are a lot of things there. What is the difference between 3G and 5G? I mean, it just seems like a number. Is another scale up? Is it totally different? I mean, are we being microwave? What is the difference between 3G and 5G?
Well, it's a different kind of wave. 2G, 3G, 4G are microwaves. This is a millimeter wave with a broad beam signaling, which is completely different than we've ever been exposed to before. Apparently, it's being used for crowd control and surveillance. So there's also the issue of people being able to watch what you're doing, be able to control your automatic cars. There's the issue of artificial intelligence that all come into play if this thing really rolls out the way they suggest. It's still in the developmental stages. But the real issue, Daniel, is that when you have a 5G small cell tower, it is activated with 4G. So the 4G, all these antennas that are currently gracing our countryside and in our homes and in our neighborhoods are going to expand. And that's what the issue is. They consider it antenna densification. There are going to be many more antennas, these small cell antennas, which isn't very pretty, number one, but it's exposing you to much more of the 4G as well as the untested 5G. So it's a massive experiment. That's why the scientists are calling it insane.
Let me go back to your tumor that you had, and I don't, you know, however personal you want to get with your story, but as you went through that, did your doctor tell you, hey, this is probably caused by cell phones? I mean, what did that discussion go like?
Initially, you know, I do everything right, as so many of your listeners do, and I've been on the forefront of nutrition, so I ate correctly, I exercised, I slept at a decent hour, I took my vitamins, my minerals, my supplements, my power drinks, did everything right, so I had no concept of what was growing on the side of my neck, and it was there for about 2 years. When I initially showed it to my healthcare practitioner, he said, you know, this looks like it's a lymph node. And I said, I don't think it could be a lymph node, not based upon my lifestyle. When we finally went in and they got rid of it, he said, you know, this is interesting. The lab has come back that it's a parotid gland. It's a tumor. It's a non-benign, it's a benign parotid gland tumor. And at that point, he said, I have no idea where this is coming from. Now, the year was 2005, so there wasn't the awareness that we have now. But when I started writing a book called Zapped, which was about electropollution, I ran across all of these studies that suggested, and these were in peer-reviewed journals, that the incidence of parotid gland tumors, both benign and not benign, were increasing based upon cell phone usage. And the side of the head where I was getting that tumor the very side of the head where I was living with my cell phone morning, noon, and night. So for me, that was a wake-up call, because doing everything right, I didn't realize that there was an environmental assault that was affecting my health.
Do you, you know, that was 2005, some, what, 14 years ago now. Do you think the medical community, your average medical practitioner, do you think they're any more aware, one, of these type of tumors, and two, even the possibility of 5G sickness or 5G health risks? Are they even, is it even in their consciousness?
It isn't, which is what's so frightening. It's not in their consciousness. And forget about 5G. We've got enough problems with 4G. You're seeing an increase in cancers, Daniel, whether it's brain cancer we're talking about. There is an amazing uptick in cancers with regard to thyroid. Thyroid, it's liver, as well as brain cancer for individuals under the age of 20. There was a recent NIH study that came out. So you're seeing an uptick of all these strange, weird cancers, cancers of the throat, cancers of the thyroid. And you're also seeing an increase in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, as well as problems with chronic anxiety, which is one of the hallmarks of EMF sickness. So when we take a look at that, you look at the diseases of our time, chronic anxiety, sleeplessness, headaches, migraines, tiredness, fatigue, all of those can be hallmarks of EMF or radio wave sickness.
What is something about this 5G coming that, you know, our audience, they're certainly aware of it. We've had other people talk about this, maybe not up quite as well versed as you are on this. What is something about 5G, the coming system, that our audience would be shocked about, would be like their jaw would drop about?
Well, I think it's the concept of the ability to surveillance, crowd control, mind control, all of
when
that.
When you say crowd, let me, when you say, please go over that, be more specific about that. So the 5G waves are in effect, and they can just automatically, I mean, explain that. They can mind control you,
well,
they can
similar, they're similar to the kind of technology that is used for mind control and crowd surveillance, is what we know. So that means that we open the door to that type of issue. It's something that I'm not completely involved with, because as a nutritionist, I'm involved with the health ramifications. But I can tell you that many people are raising quite a lot of concern about that. I know it'll be discussed on that upcoming 5G summit that launches August 26th.
Tell us a little. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Let me tell you this. What we do know from a health standpoint is that when you are exposed to electropollution, which is the pollution that's coming from your cell phone, from your iPad, from the smart meter, and so forth and so on, as well as your computer, your wireless mouse, your wireless keyboard, etc. The skin is a conduit for some of the negativity that is involved with some of these transmissions. And these waves, they kind of go over your skin. In other words, they gloss over the skin. When you're involved with 5G, they go right into the skin. So that means they target the sweat glands. So it's much more invasive in terms of what it does for you on a health level.
Let's get back to the summit. The 5GSummit.com is the website. The 5GSummit.com. Who are some of the speakers there that our audience may recognize?
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Oh, very
good. Who's been a major, major advocate of the rollback of the stopping of the rollback of 5G. Who's also been a very strong advocate of the vaccination issue as well. With a lot of blowback from his own family, might I mention. So he's a very brave patriot, to say the least. So you're going to be hearing from him. You're going to be hearing from Deborah Lynn Davis, who is involved with the Environmental Health Trust, who is a scientist that has written quite extensively about the dangers of cell phones in children and the dangers in the environment and electropollution, and a number of other activists that are part and parcel of the 5G kind of revolt that we're trying to organize online. There'll also be a doctor, Dr. Klinghart, Dietrich Klinghart, who has been very outspoken as well and has done many experiments on the dangers of EMFs. And this is just going to accelerate what we already know about the electropollution that's already permeating the environment.
I believe Patrick Wood is also going to be there. Technocracy Now, I think he's going to speak probably about the surveillance part of this.
Well, that's why people have to really tune in. It's an issue that I'm not as involved with, but I know that it raises the ugly head of the surveillance, the crowd control, the mind control, and the artificial intelligence. So there are many different levels of this, which I think is important. But what I think is most important is that one of the other speakers will be Dr. Martin Paul, who is a professor emeritus at the Washington State University, and he says that putting in tens of millions of 5G antennas without a single biological test of safety has got to be about the stupidest idea anyone has had in the history of the world. So that's pretty strong
yes.
words from a very illustrious scientist.
Certainly reckless. I mean, at the very least, reckless. What, you know, we've seen now, I believe it's Sweden. Sweden has started using 5G, and immediately we've seen some health concerns. Why don't you address that?
Well, apparently there's been some issues also in Geneva, Switzerland. So we've got issues all over the place where they're rolling this out in selected cities, and people immediately feel very nauseous. They have intensive ear ringing, the tinnitus that has become so prevalent, nauseousness, headaches, sleeplessness, and they had to stop the 5G rollout in Geneva because of that. And we're also seeing that many of the other cities in Europe are now calling a moratorium on the 5G rollout. Brussels in Belgium is one of them. So we need to get much more organized here to know what to do and who to go to and who to object to is what the issue is. And, you know, the rollout of something, and I have to say this to you, the rollout of something that has been untested biologically on humans or animals and nature is almost like rolling out a brand new drug which is made available to all the public without any tests proving that it's actually efficient and safe. So that's the metaphor that I'd like people to keep in their minds.
Well, it seems like they're doing that anyway. Every night on the TV, there's some lawyer talking about a drug that's killing somebody. Asking you to call in. I mean, now, is that what's we're gonna see in a few years? We're gonna see calls about 5G. Hey, if you have 5G and you have tumors on the side of your head, call in. But the question I'm gonna ask you, and you know, I don't know if you know the answer. Maybe just your instinct, or your ideas as you have been looking at this. But foreign countries are now pausing on this. Foreign citizens have definitely gotten sick, and there's definitely been an immediate link, an immediate problem with the 5G there. Like you said, it's untested. Nobody's even looked into the ramifications of these, really, on any kind of long-term or even short-term study. Why in the world is there such a hell-bent push to get this out in America? Why are we not listening to any of these warning signs?
Well, that's a good question. You raise a good question, Daniel. So that kind of raises that specter of surveillance, crowd control, artificial intelligence. You know, God only knows is what the issue is here. Certainly, the telecom industry is a trillion-dollar industry. It is six times bigger than the combination of all the biggest pharmaceutical industries. So we're talking about a lot of money, number one. We're talking about the densification of antennas, number two. We're just talking about an issue which has never been proven safe, even with 2G, 3G, and 4G. So what I'm expecting is we're going to see many more mysterious symptoms that are going to come to the forefront, from the depression to the anxiety to even digestive issues, mind you, and fatigue and insomnia. So not having any biological studies proving their safety is totally ridiculous, and the understanding here is that there aren't any laws on the book that we can even go to, because the safety standards that have been in place since 1996, and the FCC will not alter them based on short-term exposure.
I'm under the impression that basically the baseline for federal guidelines on this was, well, you prove that it hurts us. If it doesn't, then just put it out there. That's pretty much how they've been towards all these electronic things and 2G, 3G, what have you.
Well, the issue with the 1996 telecommunications law that was put into place is that it's just based on short-term exposure to one device. That's number one, and it's based upon heating, thermal heating. And the problems with some of the other exposures that we're getting is that they have biological impact, and you can't prove them with just the heating gold standard. And so the FCC, even recently, when they were called upon to update their standards, refused to do so because they're controlled by the wireless industry. So we've got quite a situation on our hands, Daniel.
You said densification of antennas. That's a big word. It's kind of scary. What does that mean?
That means more antennas is what it just means, more antennas. Apparently with 5G, we're talking about an antenna, a small cell antenna, every 4 to 12 homes in residential areas. So it means that you're going to have every single block in your downtown area, in your neighborhood, filled with these ugly-looking cell antennas.
Now, we've also heard Elon Musk saying we need 5G satellites in the sky, basically completely covering the whole planet.
Oh, we need them like a hole in the head. So that just means we're going to be enveloped in a sea of radiation, as if that's not enough, as if people aren't sick enough with everything else that's going on, you know, from the spraying that's going on in terms of the chemtrails, in terms of the glyphosates that are in our food. It's just one more environmental assault. The body regards it as an environmental assault. Your cells actually shut down. So there's a lot that you can do nutritionally to kind of make yourself into an invisible fortress, and that's what's so important. That's really what I write about in a book called Zapped, which was written in 2010 after I discovered the root cause of my own little tumor.
All right. Well, then let's get into this. I'll ask you, I'll get right to what you just said, but let me ask a precursor question. What are the effects of EMF on your body? So you can't really, like you said, it's not like you can see them. It's hard to even measure them with the traditional measurements, I imagined, or traditional tests. What does go on in your body when you're exposed to these kind of frequencies?
Your body, number one, secretes about 20 of these heat shock proteins, which means that your body feels it's under assault, so it's secreting all of these proteins, which means that your cortisol levels, your stress hormone, can go up and down every time you're exposed to some sort of EMF device. That's number one. Number two, the body starts to lose calcium intracellularly, so there's an intracellular calcium loss, and calcium is the primary trigger for neurotransmitters, which means that the communication in your brain gets very foggy, gets very discombobulated, which is why people can get very dizzy. It's a very big deal, this calcium deregulation. That was
okay. Hold. Pause right there. Why calcium? Is calcium trying to defend against it, or it's like a signal to make your body release the calcium? Why calcium?
Well, basically, all the EMFs from cell phones and routers and cell towers, they activate these little microscopic sensors that are found on your cell surfaces. And when these little voltage sensors are exposed to these various artificial EMF signals, the cells get tricked into allowing large amounts of calcium to flow inside. And now, normally, calcium is a very healthy mineral that we all need for building blocks of the body. But too much is like pouring gas on a fire, and it triggers all these different downstream biological effects, like the oxidative stress, the DNA breaks, infertility is one of them, cancer. And so all of this has a downstream effect. So this is the problem that we're finding. And this is science that has basically been very groundbreaking since 2013. And the work of Dr. Martin Paul, who's the Washington State University scientist that's so against the 5G rollout. So the extremely low levels of even this electromagnetic frequency activates this voltage-gated calcium channel, so you get flooded with calcium. And I think it's one of the reasons that people get confused in the presence of EMFs, especially when they're driving or when they're looking at their cell phones and texting. And it's also one of the reasons that I believe, as a nutritionist, we need a lot more magnesium, because magnesium keeps calcium stabilized.
Ooh, good point. You know, listening to people like you and having guests on, I made the commitment of our family and our home to get rid of Wi-Fi, or almost get rid of it. We still can do it if we want to. We use it very, very rarely. Very rarely now. It took some doing. Took some wiring. It took some lifestyle change to a certain degree. But we got rid of Wi-Fi in our home, which I think was a big thing for us. How important was that move that we made? And would you encourage this for other people?
I would encourage everybody to go back to wires, is what I would do. And I'm speaking to you now on a corded phone, an old-fashioned corded phone. So that's number one. Number two, disable the Wi-Fi router at least at night so that you can get uninterrupted, healthy sleep without those cortisol shots morning, noon, and night that you get when you're exposed to Wi-Fi. Have that router very distant from your bedroom. That's very important. And if you can, Daniel, I would shut off the electricity to your bedroom. That will provide you with a very healthy sleeping environment, the way we used to sleep many moons ago.
Hmm. Well, very interesting. We got about a minute or so before the break. On the other side, I would like to get into, you mentioned nutritionally ramping our bodies up frequency-wise so that we're invisible to this, to these type of attacks. I think that's important. Let's discuss that on the other side. Anything else that's on your mind? We got about a minute, probably less, before the break. Is there anything till we go to that part that we haven't covered or that you'd like to say?
Well, children are exceedingly sensitive to EMF. So that's what I'm so concerned about. You've got to keep your cell phones away from your children as much as possible, because the growing child's brain is especially at risk. Their head absorbs twice the radiation compared to that of an adult.
I'm just aghast when I see a little baby with a cell phone, like at the store or whatever, or just around town. I just want to go up to that parent and just say, please take that cell phone away from your child, please, please.
Oh, they have no idea. It's like the silent poison. And did you know that at least 75% of our children possess their own cell phone, and these are young kids below the age of 5? So I'll leave you on that note.
Well, my girls can get a cell phone when they start driving or they turn 18, whichever comes first. That's what I think. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side more with Anne Louise Gittleman. Great interview. AnneLouise.com is her website. The5GSummit.com is the summit address. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.